How did an elite group, a few business giants, how did they end up dominating, controlling a number of important national industries in the last quarter of the 19th century? How did they get to be so dominant? How did they figure out? How did they take advantage of the new industrialization of American society? Well, consider the example of Andrew Carnegie and the steel industry. We've already discussed the development of a national network, a national system of railroads. Well, this growth created a tremendous demand for steel. A national railroad system needs a lot of railroad tracks, right? And Carnegie seized the opportunity. He built the world's most modern steel mill. And he came up with a system of business organization called vertical integration.